I'm Patrick.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys With Issues. And today on Guys With Issues, we're going to talk about the Hulk in Planet Hulk Smash. Right?
Yeah.
Cool.
He did do that a few times.
A few dozen. But before that, we're gonna ask Patrick. Patrick.
Yeah.
Have you done anything interesting recently?
Oh, I did something extremely interesting this last weekend. I got sick and stayed at home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, you did?
It was great.
You're like, yeah.
It wasn't great. I missed
all the birthdays and the get-together.
I had the perfect excuse in the pocket. Be like, oh, sorry, can't.
Except he felt really crappy.
Except I was sick. I'm still actually getting over it. You might be able to hear it on this podcast.
A little raspy.
A little bit.
Feeling a little raspy.
Yep.
A little rascal.
Rascal.
That's what? I don't even know what that is.
So that's all you've done lately? You got sick.
I got sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Man to man. He's lacking.
I still need to fix something on my car, and I just haven't filled up to it.
Yeah, and then it got super hot, and you're like, I don't want
to I still don't fill up to it. Yeah, I'm probably going to try to do that tonight after the recording.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to open up my garage, try to make it so it's not 90 degrees in there and open only 80.
Open up your and then, motivation.
And then open up my motivation and then, get that shiznit done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before Will goes into Will's wacky facts, his new
weird
segment.
Weird things I find on the internet.
The banter that I suppose that I'll just get mine out of the way real quick. Father's Day was fun. I hung out with my kids a bunch. Kids and I went to church, and we went to lunch afterwards with some of my family, and we got ice cream after, and we just hung out. And I bought everybody in my family. I got them, well, my immediate family, like a little gift, because I knew that they got me stuff for Father's Day, and I was like, I'm going to get each of them something.
Yeah, because that's how that works.
And I was like, so Saturday, since Father's Day was Sunday, mm-hmm. Saturday I gave each of them a gift as a thank you for being the reason that I get to be a father.
Oh.
They all really enjoyed their gifts, and Sierra's the only one that hasn't used hers yet, I guess, because it's a model kit. She hasn't started, but yeah, so that was fun. Will and I finally beat the Destiny Final Shape campaign. So that was cool.
Right.
It was a good ending. Nice.
It was quite the satisfying ending to a very long saga we've been a part of for quite a long time.
Yeah. It lived up to what I was hoping it would do. Like, legitimately, I was impressed.
Sweet.
So, and because of that, it feels, even though it's not the end, they have more stuff. It kind of felt like the end, though. Like, you really, if you played it, the campaign, you could be like, well, I guess Destiny's over.
So what you're saying is, like, from now on, it's just the prologue?
The epilogue. Yeah. Yeah, basically. Whatever they do for the next year.
Yeah.
I hadn't played. I did play once this week for a little bit. I played the intro mission to the season. But I just have virtually no motivation. There's still so much new stuff. And I'm just like, but it ended. So it was satisfying enough that I don't feel a big draw to keep going.
I've noticed. I still haven't played Destiny.
But
I've had a lot of fun with the Overthrow stuff, like the open world kind of ongoing thing.
Yeah.
I've also done quite a bit of the seasonal stuff.
Have you been playing this week?
I've played a couple times.
Did you last weekend then, after we beat it? I didn't play all weekend after
I played a little bit after Father's Day on Sunday. Went over to my parents' house, had a barbecue, grilled some burgers.
Yeah.
And then got home around 7 o'clock and played for a couple hours before bed.
Nice. But it's pretty fun. Still having some fun.
I'm still
good.
Still having a good time.
We'll have to play some more then. Drag this guy into something that he can play. I don't know. Well, the problem is we're playing the new stuff. You can't play. That's the problem. We grind the normal stuff. You don't play enough to warrant spending full price on a DLC, okay?
That's true.
I would not ask you to do that.
But if I could finally figure out exactly how to play,
I might play. I don't think that it has the worst new player experience.
That's why I haven't been playing.
So bad. Also, Will, did you finish The Night?
I did finish The Night earlier this week.
And I finished it, and Patrick is close.
I'm close.
So we neglected. We have to get this out of the way. All three of us meant to bring up that Will White, our other podcast focus, released a new book.
Yeah, he did.
The third in the Last Horizon series that we've talked about. We've talked about the captain. We talked about the engineer. And this one is The Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And all three of us forgot to mention it last week. So I'm doing it now. Because we have to make sure.
We're just saving it for this week then.
But sometimes there's a lot of flashbacks in this book.
Yes.
Because you're like, oh, Ryan has flashbacks.
I mean,
and Varric has his own flashbacks to his previous life. Like, there's multiple flashbacks in this book.
Yes.
And sometimes I ask myself, what is the point of this? Kind of like when Varric has his teaching session. And I feel like Will White's like, okay, I keep everything pretty condensed and things move. But he's like, but I need people to understand just enough for all this stuff that happens very quickly later. Because we can't talk about the end.
No,
because he hasn't read it. And so I felt like everything that they kind of showed in flashbacks and kind of went over in the teaching thing, they just wanted to establish. Would you say he was just trying to like info dump enough and set up enough through the flashbacks to be like, when that stuff happens at like the end, the last couple chapters, there's no question about it. It's just kind of like, okay, I know how this works.
Yeah, because there are things that happen towards the end that would feel less impactful as well. Like he establishes more of an emotional connection as well. It's like not only giving you names and places and, you know, things,
mm-hmm.
but also explaining why Varric has such an emotional connection to Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's one of Ryan's powers. I don't know if we've explained it.
Power of friendship.
He is powered by friendship. And so the flashbacks to Varric's past life or alternate life very much kind of clear that up.
Yeah, I would agree. And we can all agree, I think, that one of the best chapters that we've all read, because the final couple chapters are pretty awesome.
Yeah, they are.
They are. But that chapter, one, when Ryan has to go through the arena and it becomes so clear that they're just like brutalizing him.
Yep.
Because they know that he won't quit. Mm-hmm. It's just infuriating. Like, you're like, I do not like these people.
Yep.
But there's a scene after that when his friends come to help him. And it makes it that much better when basically the scariest protagonist moment in this series so far, because to me it was the Dread God Linden all over again.
Oh yeah, yep.
And you were like, oh man. And it was just like, it was very emotional, like the way when he's like, we're going now, like that whole setup, and then watching him just like go through everybody.
Oh yeah,
you're just like, this is so good. That's one of my favorite parts of the whole book, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And it's the setup and payoff, obviously, of understanding the connection between them. Mm-hmm. But then again, when you get to the finale, then it that emotional weight happens again in a different way, kind of.
All right.
And a much more positive way.
But it's awesome. Okay. I did get in that final chapter, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little teary eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that moment, like when he's drawing, and you know he's seeing, I'm like, man, I was getting a little emotional there. So just wait, it's good.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, I have to.
You can't right now.
Right.
You have what? 2 hours left? About 2 hours left.
Hour and a half. Maybe.
Hour and a half.
Hour. Let me look.
He just has a few chapters left.
Oh, you're getting to the best part.
It is. Although there is a lot going on sometimes in the last few chapters.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like...
Hour and a half.
For the first like half of the book, you're like, how is this all going to get kind of resolved towards the end? Because you don't know. It's like you're battling two big bads at the same time.
Mm. Oh, they also... there's a good, the epilogue's a good setup for the focus of the next book, I think.
Yeah, it came out of left field, though.
A little bit.
Sort of.
Like, well, I mean, they talk about it several times throughout the book.
They do, but it's not what you would think he would say.
No, but still, it's, by the way, Patrick and I had a conversation today about who is what crew member. I'm curious to know who Will thinks Will is.
Right, me too.
Will, who do you think you are? Who would you be on the crew?
As far as like the position or character?
On the character.
Okay. I didn't know if like...
Oh, the position is an interesting question. Patrick's like, mine would be the same.
Right.
Probably Omega.
That's hilarious.
So I said, we agreed that you would be Omega or Sola.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Patrick said Sola because he doesn't see you as being as evil as Omega seems to gravitate towards.
That is true, but at the same time, Varric says that Omega has a rules that he obeys, but nobody else knows.
Is that how you feel?
No, not at all. But I was just like,
I thought he was going to be like,
I feel like he's making my point for me.
Yeah. So you're.
But you guys said he was evil, and I'm like, well, he's not pure evil.
No. I mean, he definitely has evil tendencies. I love his voice.
I know, right?
It's like evil dross is basically what it is. Well. I love it.
Or when he like. Does the echoing voice thing, but like more mouths just keep popping up. And
I liked him in the gun.
Right.
Oh, that is hilarious.
The talking gun.
Yeah.
That gun is a punk.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
No, it's a gun.
Wow. Oh, shoot. Anyway. Yeah, so I wanted to ask.
Sorry.
I just wanted to know who you thought you were.
Omega or Sola would definitely be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we figured.
I picked Sola. He picked Omega.
But once he said Sola, I was like, yeah, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Yeah, just power armor, shoot stuff with a big gun.
Yeah.
How could you go wrong?
I can't think of a reason or a way or a how.
Right?
Right.
Though I can't. Did anybody ever shoot the gun?
Yeah. They did on the ship.
They shot targets.
Oh, they shot targets on the ship.
But they never used like its potential.
Yeah.
I'm sure they will eventually.
We'll see.
Interesting. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Anyway, because we don't want to spoil for listeners either.
No.
We've talked around a lot of things anyway.
Anyway. But, is it my turn? We doing the...
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I've only got kind of one thing going on this week.
Okay, so before you say anything, The thing I was going to bring up this week.
Oh, okay.
Not happening. It'll be next week. I was way too busy. I could not read what I wanted to and understand it enough to talk about it. I could talk about it because I kind of know what it is, but I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Foreshadowing for next week.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Bantaman has some fun facts.
Swamped.
No, he's gonna bring it next week.
He's gonna bring the pain. Pain.
I just hope I don't disappoint everybody because I've strung along for 2 weeks.
Now we're just building you up.
Hype train.
The most epic thing to go inside your ears. Anyway.
Hype trains?
Yeah. Yes.
This week was about chiropractors.
Oh.
So interesting. Yes. I've known one of those.
Yes. So I knew this before, but kind of just like information leading up for anybody who didn't know, like chiropractors aren't the same as regular medical professionals. That's why they have DC at the end of, or the beginning of their name. It's like a thing because it's Doctors of Chiropractor or
District of Columbia.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to make an AC joke.
Sorry.
Almost. But yeah, they study all the same things. They're still certified physicians, I think is what they're classified as.
Interesting.
Like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah. But like while going down that rabbit hole, the guy who founded chiropractic treatments is the interesting part, okay?
Okay.
His name is D.D. Palmer.
Uh-huh.
And
he used his palm a lot.
A lot. Just
crack, crack.
Crack, cracking. But he was big into like alternative, like medical treatments like magnetic therapy, you know, whatever. But he accredits the discovery of chiropractic treatments to a spirit that he had been talking to on several occasions.
That's fun.
So I think his wife, from what I was reading,
is the spirit. He married her.
No, he married a clairvoyant and he talked to a spirit that he called Dr. Jim Atkins, I think is what his name was.
For some reason.
Is he the one that created the Atkins diet?
Maybe. But correct me.
Atkinson. Atkinson.
Oh, okay.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but I really feel like his wife had this idea and was like, how can I convince him to try it? Oh, yeah. I'll make up a doctor. He doesn't know any better.
It was his wife all along.
It was his wife the whole time.
She's like, I need you to crack my back. So, Will, tell us about Jim.
He was a doctor who died 50 years before Dr. Palmer, whatever.
Before his time.
D.D. Palmer started doing chiropractic treatments. And he lived in Davenport, Iowa. And during Dr. Jim Atkinson's life, he tried to, you know, incorporate chiropractic treatments into society, but failed. And so 50 years later, he had been talking spiritually to D.D. Palmer from beyond the grave, or in the other world, as Palmer called it.
The other world.
And that's how
the Amazon? Oh, no, that's a new world.
No, that's
other world. Other world.
But yeah, that was just
the guy that invented chiropractor treatments
discovered it because he talked to a ghost. Yeah.
Didn't actually invent chiropractor treatments.
No, nope. The other guy did.
Right.
He's literally giving his own credit away.
Right.
He's kind of a ghost writer then, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. Ghost cracker. You ghost cracker?
Wow.
That's interesting.
I don't think you should say that again.
That it's interesting?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
Cracker?
Sure.
No. Anyway.
I just wanted to end on a joke that I had made a long time ago, that if I ever became a chiropractor, I would open up a shop or a center, whatever they call it, and I would call it Back and Body Hurts.
Nice.
That would work.
I'd go there.
Right?
Right. Well, yeah. I feel like you would endorse most places that were named as a pun. You'd be like, 100%. I'm at least going to try it.
Right.
Anyway, that was it.
That was a fascinating one, though.
Right?
Did you? So was this something you randomly came across this week, or yes. was this one in like your back pocket?
This was a fresh one.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow, that was certainly fresh.
Unlike the Ghost Rider.
Dead on arrival, I was going to say. Okay, well, that was riveting. That was interesting, though, legitimately.
Right.
Who would have ever guessed that?
How many semi-medical practices were invented because somebody listened because to a ghost? Because of
ghosts. What, later you find out all of them.
Maybe. It's just,
they're like, oh, I would have done it differently if I would have known.
Ooh. It's possible.
I mean, I guess it
it's
is.
It's not probable, but it is possible.
So, next for our new ongoing segment, it's not Christoph this week. We're not letting Christoph's bag be opened.
Right.
Sorry, Christoph. We're going to incorporate somebody else's bag. Because today, Lorena gave us a bag to also draw from.
So we're just giving his bag a break.
Yep. Man.
Thanks, Will.
Yep. But we're going to tear into another one. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Will gets to draw. He's not going to peek. This bag is see-through a little bit, but we aren't looking at it, right? Like, we're not.
We can see some shapes and some colors, but
we know
it.
That there's labels in there of products, but I think it's time for Will Tries Weird Things, right?
I think that's what we're calling it.
That's what we're calling it.
Will Tries Weird Things. Okay, Will. Okay. Now, she did say, this is an assortment of Mexican treats. Oh! But before that, I did talk with her, and as you know, we tried Cucharazo last... Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
And she has had it. She's not a big fan, but her mother, when she visits, always brings them with her.
Oh, that's fun.
And that... So she's had plenty of them, she said. But it is not her favorite candy. So, anyway, she is going to provide a different ethnic experience later, but for right now, it is south of Zabolda. Will, grab something. Ooh, that's a shiny pink package.
It says,
that's sponge. What she said.
Is it?
Sponge.
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 Marshmallow cookies, coconut, and strawberry.
Oh, man. I'm down.
I mean, we'll crack it open.
I have a feeling this is going
to
be... You guys think this will be our favorite? Wow, that looks really cool. Take one, Will. And pass it on. Dude, I like how this looks.
It does. It looks very appealing, yes. Yes.
You guys eat snowballs ever? It looks kind of like an animal cracker with a snowball and some strawberry jam or something.
It does look like that.
That's kind of what I'm going with vibe-wise, right?
Yeah.
We eating these? We going? Okay. I really like that.
Should change this to Will Tries Delicious Things.
Yeah, it was good.
I got to take a picture for the Fache book.
Hold on, I'll send it over to you.
Will, do you want the last one? We can each have two.
I got to try it twice. It says Bimbo on the side of it. I feel like I'm being insulted right now by eating this.
Man.
It's only an insult if you want it to be.
That is delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd eat that again.
I kind of want to get them and share them with my kids. I feel like my kids would love that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a sweet treat. What kid doesn't love that?
I kind of want to put some on ice cream.
Oh, man. That would be good.
Or like a blizzard, like if...
Like mix it in, like blend it in?
Yeah, like if Dairy Queen made a sponge.
They need a sponge blizzard.
There you go.
That sounds ridiculous. Do you guys have sponge blizzards that you pick one? You just tell them marshmallow, strawberry, coconut, and some graham cracker. It's not really graham cracker, though. It's softer than animal cracker.
That'd work, though.
But, I mean, it would have that vibe.
Mm-hmm. It was surprisingly soft, though, like the little shortbread.
It would that would be, thank base. You, shortbread. Yeah. That's the word that I can't think of.
Looking at it and holding it, you're like, oh, it's going to be kind of crunchy.
Yeah, you expect it to actually, like, break. But it's not. It's more of a crumble.
It was really good. Yeah. Very delicious.
Yes. Thank you, Lorena.
Yes.
You are winning on the provided the tastiest treat so far.
I don't know. That
seaweed snack?
Seaweed snack was pretty dang good.
I mean, I like it, and I prefer savory over sweet.
Me too. That's why I like that.
But coconut and strawberry, like, those are marshmallows where I'm lesser.
Right. I'm not a huge marshmallow guy.
Same. But coconut and strawberry, I love that.
I do like those stuff. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, pretty tasty. I've eaten more seaweed since then, by the way.
I haven't, and I have 2 packs left.
So maybe it was maybe in my mind it's because this was the true new experience for me. I'd had the seaweed several times.
I haven't had that before. Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it.
Could be.
Probably.
But definitely good snacks.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no to that.
That makes up for all the yerba mate you made Patrick drink.
Yes. We're even now.
But we got to admit that yerba mate stuff was pretty good.
Yeah, especially the one from his dad.
No.
I like how quickly you shut that down.
It tasted like I was eating drinking a meadow. No, thank you.
You're like, why is my hay fever kicking in? Every sip is like allergies.
Right?
All I smell are rabbit pellets.
Dude, for real, though. But anyway, who knows what we'll have next week?
On
Will Tries Weird Things.
Yeah, not us.
I'll bring in century-old duck eggs next week.
Oh, there you go.
Funky.
They sound funky, yes.
Duck can... Oh, that's funny.
Grammar.
Okay, Will, are we... do we have emails this week?
We've got 2.
Okay, all right. Oh, Rob. Patrick's read them.
I've read them.
See, I kind of enjoy this not knowing.
I know.
It's pretty fun.
I enjoy knowing when you don't.
He likes seeing how I react.
I do.
Yeah, one from the king of emails, Christoph, and one from a growing contender, Laura.
The queen of emails.
I don't know if she's sent in more than Heather.
We should have another. Well, never mind. Go on.
Anyway.
And that one came in this
morning. Yeah, it did come in this morning, so that's for next week.
Yep. The first one, we're going to read Christoph's because his is usually the longest. This one is entitled, Let Sleeping Dogs Lie.
Oh, man.
Guys, Lorraine is going to be so happy. This is going to be a long podcast.
Oh, no.
I have a confession to make. I got so engrossed in an audiobook I was listening to, The Bone Orchard, that I actually forgot to listen to my Guys with Issues on Wednesday at 7 a.m.
Can you imagine?
My mind is blown. Right. I wish you could see the shocked expression.
It's so shocked.
On my face.
Guess which episode Heather decided to listen to first thing on Wednesday at 7 a.m.?
No way. Yep.
The one where I asked Chris to marry me. I got a text so quickly, I believe she broke the speed of light asking me for an explanation.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Right? Now to address the fake news, Patrick. We did not go out to eat at Matt Anthony's. We ended up at the place where Patrick cheats on you guys with his book club.
What? Okinawa?
We ended up at the place where Patrick cheats on you guys with.
First, I don't know. He screwed that up. We didn't go to Okinawa. We went to Matt Anthony's. I don't know what he's talking about. Right. So he's saying that I cheat on you guys when I go out to eat at book club.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Hmm. You did that yesterday. Well,
email is very emotional, relationship focused.
He's a very loving guy.
He must be.
I mean, he proposed to me. We're basically engaged.
He did ask you to marry him.
I know.
Watch out, Heather.
You just haven't answered yet.
I haven't been a fiance in a long time.
Salvatore's.
Oh.
Which is
we did go to Salvatore's.
I guess
I should have
finished
that.
I was going to go to Matt Anthony's, but then we changed our mind right at the last minute.
What? Yeah. How was Salvatore's?
Delicious.
That is where my honorary daughter used to work. She recently quit.
But we were going to go to Okinawa, not Matt Anthony's.
Yes. And then it got switched.
And
they
got switched because Okinawa was closed.
And then you were on your way to Matt A.
And we were on our way to Matt A. And I was like, you know what? I want pasta. So we went.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And he says, boy, was it yum. We have an Okinawa trip scheduled soon. I also clearly remember asking Patrick what he was doing on his busy, fully booked weekend that apparently wasn't booked at all. Way to go. Way to go to schedule in some peace and quiet, Pat.
Oh, yeah. I needed to.
My boss does that. He schedules his lunch every day. So it's blocked out. People cannot interrupt
probably
him.
Probably a good idea.
It is.
Yeah. Dude, Will is pooping. And what? All of Europe's shoes by dishing their history and geography.
Yep.
The 80th D-Day anniversary is not a small part of their history. And man, Poland is so far away from Belgium, you could fit at least 10 Twinkie Wiener sandwiches in it. At the very least.
At least 10.
Leave it to a European to call you out for your...
I know. I was waiting for it.
Anti-Europeanism.
I was waiting for it. Talking about Twinkies, I feel like it's only fair that we get to hear a reaction to Lorena's wiener sandwich eating.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
That's true.
I love the Wild Will internet banter section. I actually know the chainsaw origins. Back in the Wild West, people were sentenced to be part of a chain gang working on the railroad when they committed a crime. Some guy wanted to escape from this, so he had to invent a saw to get away from the chain gang. Now that we have a Wild Will internet banter section and a Professor Chris says the darndest things section, it is only fair to come up with a new section for Patrick to honor Pepperbelly Pete.
What?
I think we should have him cosplay as popular internet memes. I suggest he start with the Irma Gerd girl.
Wow.
And that could be another post on our Facebook each week.
Here's... Or we can just say I'm cosplaying as that and not post anything.
I think authenticity and accountability would be needed.
Well, then I'm not doing it.
Dang it.
Dang it.
Unless somebody gets me all the materials and I don't have to pay for anything.
Well, I mean, he provides for Will's snack segment much, so.
Right.
Irma Gerd.
I do have to warn Patrick that he has officially exceeded his put it on a shirt budget. Oh. And he might need to start putting things on his pants.
No.
What?
I just can't say that phrase anymore, I guess.
Oh. Put it on my pants. Is that going to be what you... I can say it.
You can say it.
Put it on my pants.
Okay.
Shouldn't it be put it on...
Some pants?
Some pants.
Or a pant. You can't say a pair of pants. Put it on a pants.
Put it on a pair?
A pair.
A pants?
Get yourself a pair.
So you're not growing it. You're fine.
Will's. Yep. Will's trying to seal his lips so hard right now.
Things okay. Way enough banter. I actually have to write notes during the podcast now to keep up with these long emails. Whoever thought I was going to be the longest emailer? Yours faithfully. The actual reader of the comics, the more emailer than Logan, right? The holder of the truth about fries, the no longer saddest. The I want to be Patrick too, the longtime listener, first time emailer every time. The one who charges things all the time. The one who fights the IRS audits. The Logan, the prolonger of podcast, the hunter of Superboy, the nutso to the buttso, the bigamist. Christoph.
The bigamist.
The bigamist.
practically a polygamist at this point.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't know. Maybe he's wooed my heart.
Maybe.
And one more email from Laura. Mm-hmm. Entitled Issue 44, Everybody Loves Will.
Wow. I quit. This is getting ridiculous.
Will is the favorite.
Oh, he literally now has like half of the segments dedicated, actually over. Because he's got Will Tries, he's got Wild Will's Facts. He's got Will Tries Weird Foods. He does the emails.
Right.
And he does the synopsis.
Right. I've got a good chunk.
It's basically three quarters. Well, and it's beautiful.
It's Will and two other guys.
That's what it's called.
It's guys with issues, and the issue is probably Will.
Andy, did you listen? Did you listen?
I downloaded it, but I was listening to the night.
Oh, yeah,
fair. I got so hooked into it that I haven't listened to this week's.
I understand, because when I got close to the end, I was listening to it like while sitting on the couch with my daughter as she played VR and told me to look at things. I was listening to an audiobook, which is not what I normally do.
Like, I got home from work one day. I only have a 10-minute drive, but I'm like, I'm going to listen because I'm almost done. And I listened to like 30 minutes just sitting in my car, right? And so my neighbor comes home and he's driving past me and he looks and just sees me sitting in my car and he kind of looks at me weird. He parks. And then he gets out and walks real slow, and he's just looking at me sitting in my car listening to an audiobook. And he's like, I don't know what he's thinking, but I thought it was kind of a weird. He's
probably like, this is the most I've ever seen that guy.
Probably.
Right?
That's what he looks like?
Oh, it matches his voice perfectly. I listen to that podcast.
I doubt it.
What does Laura have to say about Will?
Okay, says, Will, I am so happy for you. You did it. You listened to the podcast. That's nutso to the butso. I took the Twinkie Wiener sandwich episode to get to it took the Twinkie Wiener sandwich episode to get to you, but I'm so glad you listened. I love your new addition to the banter segment. Well done. It's great to hear more from you. Gosh, you're really coming along in life. I look forward to listening to more of your journey along the path of personal growth.
Wow, it really was a personal email to Will. It was beautiful.
And it continues.
Oh, here, I thought that was
he
it.
Was like, nope. That's enough.
Usually it's just us getting called out for stupid things we say. Yeah. And when I say we, it's usually me. You.
Just keep listening.
Dang it. No, this is me this time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. These chewing sounds are amazing. I freaking love it. Ish, what does that say about me? Please give us more mouth sounds in the future.
No.
All we do is mouth sounds on this podcast,
though. I mean, technically, you are correct.
That is the whole podcast. Which is the
best kind of correct.
Okay, after hearing Christoph propose to Christopher and mention Will's smooth Roomba voice, then Christopher admits that Christoph has infiltrated his thoughts. I'm really starting to suspect some serious bromance vibes here. Now it's getting interesting.
It's got to make it weird.
Right.
Although I did just say that I was about ready to accept.
You did? You did?
Dang it. Cutting it all.
Thoroughly enjoy listening to the three of you every week. I'm sure I speak for many of my fellow listeners when I say we love the food and drink segments. Thank you, Lorena and Christoph, for inspiring such shenanigans. Your ever-loving listener, LW. P.S. Thank you for quoting potatoes. P.P.S. This was my face when I heard the outtake at the end of the issue. And she posts a selfie. Wiener water on my pocket knife.
It's our new hit single.
Right.
It's the, what is it? Three white guys? What was the name of our band?
I don't remember.
I think it was Three White Guys, right?
Right, but there was something else to it. I don't think it was just Three White Guys.
Mm.
Probably wouldn't be too popular these days.
Well, that was the joke.
Right.
And then I sang Wiener Water on Your Pocket Knife. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good hit single.
Sure. Why not?
Anyway. Thank you, Christoph and Laura, for your emails.
Yes.
I'm sure you are both entertaining the listeners as well now. You're officially a part of what makes this entertaining.
You're officially a part of the issues.
You get to be some of the issues.
So in a way, they're kind of entertaining themselves, because if they're entertained listening to us react to the things they say.
No, 100%. That is why people write in. It's to listen to what we say in response.
Yeah.
They are providing their own entertainment. It's a dynamo, right? Like it's perpetual. Anyway. Is it time for a Roomba to come in and sweep us onto the track of comic books?
I guess so.
There were like three things my brain was trying to say at the same time.
Well, your mouth only said one of them, so good job.
So, Will, give us some mouth sounds, Roomba. Those are throat sounds.
Some nice throat sounds to go along with the mouth sounds.
Oh, my.
Right. When the heroes of Earth deem the Hulk to be too dangerous to stay there, they trick him into a shuttle and launch him into space with the intention to have him land on an uninhabited planet where he can't hurt anyone and finally be at peace. Instead, his craft gets sucked into a portal and he lands on the savage planet of Sakaar. After being weakened by the portal, Hulk is quickly taken prisoner and forced to fight in the Red King's arena. There, he meets a ragtag group of other weirdos that gets dragged into the rebellion against the Red King. The Hulk and his allies fight against an assortment of monsters and finally brings an end to the tyranny of the Red King. Has the Hulk finally found a place to call home? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
So, let's get in it. Straight off. Are we going to... Yeah, okay. Did you have a favorite scene?
I mean, no.
You didn't?
But there were so many good ones. How do you choose?
Oh, so this is like the Sinestro Corps war all over again. It's just so many.
So many.
Well, did you have... Well, just start with one. What one do you want to start with? Because that means you probably have a list. You're going to mention a few, right?
Yeah, not as many as those on my list. That was the first one I wrote down.
What was that?
When the Hulk showed up and was fighting the Red King.
In the first fight.
In the first fight. And he picks up a sword and he goes, Hulk, slash, instead of smash. I thought that was hilarious.
There's a lot of really good
one-liner writing. Things. Like, yeah.
And
There were a lot of good dialogue moments. Quippy little lines. I agree with that. Okay, Will, what scene did you choose?
Let's pick one.
I like that you guys have lists. We're going to hear a lot about things.
I'm going to go with when everybody was giving their backstory. And what was his name? Korg?
Yeah. The rock guy?
Rock guy.
Yeah, Korg.
He's like...
He's in the movie.
Yeah. And by the way, when you read his dialogue, was it in that Taika Waititi voice? Oh, no. Too bad.
Mine was not. They are totally different characters.
Yeah, no, they are completely. Either. Yeah. Anyway, given his backstory, and it's Thor kind of beating him and all his people up.
It was literally like, Thor beating them up.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I thought it was kind of funny.
That was funny.
In the movie, like him and Thor become best friends, but like in the comic books, Thor just cracks him in half.
Well, I really enjoyed that the beginning of this comic arc was Thor Ragnarok. Like the Hulk falling into the area and fighting and being taken in as a gladiator. Like it's almost exactly how they do it with the Hulk. Mm-hmm. With Thor in Thor Ragnarok. They basically just swapped them out. And the scene with he's a friend of mine, like that's in there too.
Right.
With the Silver Surfer.
With the Silver Surfer. My favorite scene is the funeral warbound scene. I really like that. When they all pledge themselves to be warbound.
Yep, that was good.
One of my favorite scenes. Mm-hmm. So they've lost a member of their team and they realize that this is their lot in life to be these monsters, and they do an official bond, kind of like blood brothers or whatever you want to consider it, and it binds them for the rest of the story, basically. Mm-hmm. It comes back to play multiple times. I really like that scene. That was good. It was a good emotional scene.
Yes.
Patrick, what other scene do you have?
During the one of the flashbacks where it was, the other heroes really never asked the Hulk anything. They just assumed things.
Oh, when the Guardians or whatever they were called with Hercules and them?
Yes.
Black Widow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they fought him on the freeway?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Bruce Banner's cousin, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Was like, did you, and did anybody even ask?
Yeah, because they thought he was just causing trouble.
Right.
And he was trying to save her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like that. I wrote down, yeah, put him in their place.
Yep. Because they're like, oh, it's the Hulk. He's going to just be a problem.
Right.
Yep. It was good. It was a good scene. Will.
I liked the fight between Hulk and the lieutenant chick. I don't remember what her name was.
Kyra,
sounds
something
right.
Like
when,
that.
When I wrote it, I couldn't remember what it was.
The shadow blade.
Yeah,
lady?
The shadow of the emperor.
Yeah,
because there was a lot of really good lines,
dude. When that. I like that they blow for blow, they pretty much were on equal footing,
right? And she talks about him being angry. Or is like, ah, you're angry. He's like, anger's worked pretty good for me so far.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I like that you're like, it's...
And then I think at the end, they're both like blown back. And she says, you could have died. And Hulk says, you look dead.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that scene right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look, I took a picture of that to remember what nice. They said.
Was I close?
Yeah, she said, you should be dead. And he said, you look dead when they both get back up. So, yeah, you were. You were
close enough.
Pretty much exact, my friend. I liked the... I like when Silver Surfer and him meet and you get that moment where he's like, yeah, I know that guy. But then Silver Surfer fights him and they go at it for a bit. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, I also liked how they figured out how to get past the mind control things by just breaking them.
Yeah.
Because that happened during the fight, because the Hulk smashed Silver Surfer's.
And he's like, I'm free.
He's like, I'm
and
free.
Then he breaks like everybody else's.
Yep, he does.
So with that, I like when Hulk's like, let's tear this mother down. You're just like, wow, okay. That was in that scene. That's why I said
right,
that.
Right.
Patrick, keep us going.
I was just very happy that Hulk saved the T-Rex.
Oh, he stole one from me.
He noticed that the T-Rex was being mind controlled.
Yep.
Instead of fighting him.
Yep, and he saved him.
And rides him.
And rides him like
that. Yeah, because he...
Hulk on a T-Rex.
Hulk on a T-Rex.
He sees it on his neck, and so he stops it from... chomping down on him and just plucks it off his neck. He's like, all right, he's cool. We're ready to go.
Right.
And the next scene, he's riding them across the desert or wherever they're at. I had to bring this up because of the podcast, but Hulk at one point is like, here's a sandwich or something. And he punches him, you know, like a knuckle sandwich.
Right, a knuckle sandwich.
And then like...
The one guy.
Meek is like,
yeah, he's like,
what's a sandwich? And then a couple issues later, he's like, I still don't know what a sandwich is. And he's talking about horses.
Yeah,
that's good.
That was funny. Mm-hmm. There were some good ongoing, like some callback dialogue and things like that. I like when the Death's Head's fighting him and they're like, is he down? And he's like, I'm mad. And they're like, he's mad, repeat, mad.
Like, yes.
That was fun, because they're like, is he dead? Is
yeah.
He dead?
That
he's
was
mad, he's mad, he's mad. That was pretty funny. That made me laugh.
Funny. Yeah.
You got another one.
I liked when the Hulk was fighting the Red King in the final fight.
Mm.
And the Red King was like, now I'm mad. And the Hulk goes, not mad enough.
And like punches him across the face.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
Okay. Well, what else you got?
My favorite part about that, when he punches the Red King, he launches him. Earlier in the story, you see like some of his Imperial guys next to a town, and the villagers are screaming at him, saying, hey, these war bots or wild bots.
Oh, yeah.
Are attacking us. You got to help. He's like, well, we're on the federal level. That's more of a local municipality thing. Go and like go talk to them. And they show up and attack. And the federal guy flies away. And he's like, oh, you can fill out like a request or something. And I'm like, ah, that's bureaucracy at its finest. But then at the end, when the Red King gets knocked all the way out into the middle of nowhere, and he gets back up. He's like, no one can touch me. And then one of the wild bots comes up out of the back and chomps on him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was good.
Yeah.
One of my other favorite scenes was I like when Hulk got married.
Yes.
That was a good scene.
That was a good scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When she's like, we have to do this ritual. And he's like, okay. Like, he's like, okay, right. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool. Hulk finds a wife who's as strong as he is.
Basically. And then he turns into Banner for a second.
Yeah, because she's like, I have to know who you are. Like, complete, like, will you let me see everything? Like, tell me everything about you.
Right.
And so he becomes Banner for a second, and he's like, well, yeah, this is part of me. And she didn't care.
Nope.
Yeah, that was a good moment. It was good. And then he immediately turns back to the Hulk after she kisses him.
Right.
So, yeah. You got another one?
I mean, he saved all the spikes.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a very...
The infectious people.
It was a very good wrap-up to that story.
Mm-hmm.
Showing how... I think this whole thing was just showing how people who are considered monsters aren't actually monsters.
Mm-hmm. And that the normal ones were.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Well, the king, really.
Well, several of his people are shown doing like atrocious things.
Right. That's true.
So, but the king, the Red King, right. The Emperor especially. Yeah. Will, do you have any others?
Last one is when Hulk and his friends go and talk to the Elder Shadow people. And they're trying to test him and find out if he's actually the chosen one.
Miskarson.
Whatever. And they're like, I don't think you are. And Hulk says, all right, I'm out of here. He turns around and grabs their big engine thing and just leaves. He's like, I got what I came for.
He's like, this is what I wanted. Yeah, that was funny.
It was funny.
Do you have any others?
No. Any other? So. None that I'm going to bring up.
No?
No.
The floor is yours. You can go over a whole bunch of fun stuff if you want.
Good.
Okay. Patrick, did you have a favorite character?
I mean, the Hulk.
You picked the Hulk?
Yeah.
I think he's on all of our lists, though.
For your favorite character?
Yeah.
Is he your favorite character, too?
Yeah.
The number one?
Yeah.
Nice. I did not pick him.
That doesn't surprise me.
I picked Kyra, the old strong. The Shadow.
Right.
Yeah.
She was also very good.
She's also on the list.
She has an excellent arc.
Mm-hmm.
So who else did you guys want to mention then? Did you have any others on your list besides those two? Meek?
Korg is definitely on my list.
Yeah, Korg was
good. I put him on mine too.
Meek, he's also in Thor Ragnarok, by the way. He's Korg's bug friend.
Is he?
That they think is dead in the end of the movie. But anyway...
No, that was basically it.
I mean, Meek did have a lot of character development.
Well, yeah, he even became like a big super king warrior dude.
Right.
And he and the Brood kind of had a thing there for a second, it kind of seemed like.
Right, and he lost his queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, everything had interesting arcs. What?
No, we'll save it here in a second.
Okay. Did you have a least favorite scene?
Did I write one down? I don't think I wrote one down. Oh, When Meek had to kill the queen because she got reinfected with the spikes.
And he chose to
He chose to do it instead of the Hulk doing it.
Because for a second, it alludes to him trying to stop the Hulk.
Right.
But, I mean, I knew. I was like, oh, he's going
to
do it himself.
Right, but it was just sad that he had to.
Yeah, after, because it was the last queen
right.
of his kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Will, did you have a least favorite scene? Or several?
I only had one. I mean, it's not like it. It's a very emotional scene. I just hate that it happened, is when the shuttle that Hulk shows up in at the end blows up.
Yeah, like kills nukes the planet.
Everybody that he had been helping and trying to save, and it kills his wife.
Yep, his pregnant wife, mind you.
Yes.
And that gives him all the revenge rage
mm-hmm.
to go back to Earth and bring a whooping is what it looks like it's going to happen.
Right.
Considering the next story arc is World War Hulk.
Right.
My least favorite scene was also, since most of these are not like, oh, we just didn't like this, but scenes that we were like, oh, that was rough. I didn't like the scene in the past in Hulk's dream of everybody laughing at him and then everybody dying. Like, when it just shows that they all are standing there, like, making fun of him and laughing at him, all the Avengers and stuff.
Right.
I was like, ugh.
No, I don't like that either.
Yuck. It felt yuck. I was like, I don't like that. Which it was supposed to, but I was just like, ugh. Do we all have the same least favorite character?
I mean.
What's your least favorite character?
I didn't really put one down.
The Red King.
Yeah, that's mine too.
Oh, he's a good bad guy, though.
He's a good, though.
Well, it's because he has no redeeming qualities. Right. He is terrible.
But it's kind
100%. Like, even as a kid, he was still terrible.
Agreed. But like, it's nice and refreshing to have just like a simple bad guy.
Oh, I agree with that.
Because we've read a lot of comics here lately where the bad guy is like, oh, I've got all this drama and stuff. But this guy is just bad.
Yes.
You know, there's like, he didn't have any like,
right, like when they were showing him all of the evil stuff that he did, and he's like, yeah, am I supposed to feel sad about this?
Dude, yeah, for real, they're like, show him everything that he did to us so he knows why we're doing it. And he's like, yeah, I did all that.
You think
he deserved it?
Like, he's like,
you're beneath me.
I did those things. I do remember them. But then it goes all the way back to when he was a kid, because Kiara or whatever had that flashback.
Yeah.
And he shows up as a kid and was still just an evil little...
He enslaves her as a child.
As a child, yes.
Yes.
Child on child slavery.
Dude, he was terrible. Totally.
Things I never thought would be uttered in this podcast.
Also, my runner-up least favorite characters were the Illuminati. The group that sent him
there.
Yeah, that's what they're Marvel's Illuminati. So Iron Man, Doctor Strange.
I thought we were about to go back down or go down a conspiracy theory rabbit hole.
Nope.
Like, well, that's kind of a random transition, but let's talk Illuminati then.
They're my least favorite. They staged this comic book. No.
So something that I kind of want to
talk about,
bring up. I was reading on the app, and there was an extra comic. Actually, yeah. There was an extra comic that said it was in this series, but it wasn't one of the main, 14 we read?
Was it the annual? Like the giant size Hulk?
No, it was the one where it just showed Banner and the Hulk at the pretty much the only humans left. Or Banner was the only human left on the planet.
And yeah, wasn't that part of the oversized thing? It was one of the stories in it, wasn't
it? No, that was something. Well, I don't know what oversized. What are you talking about? Oversized
in that in the Incredible Hulk. It was like the fifth or sixth comic in a row. It broke from the current story to tell like three other stories.
Maybe
I think that's because that came out in the series.
Okay,
I think it was just establishing him character, like his character for, like, his motivation and who he saw himself as.
Okay.
But I think that's what... So were you just saying you don't like that they included that?
No, I did. I like that.
Oh, okay.
That comic. But I also was reading on the app, and what was it? Like issue 100?
It was 100, I think. We're like halfway through. It's like a separate story.
Completely separate story.
Yeah, that's normal for big issues like that sometimes. They used to do it a lot earlier. I have a bunch of comics from the 90s, and I hate that like 10 pages out of each comic is a separate story from the main one.
Well, that wasn't 10 pages.
No, it was like half the issue, and it was an oversized issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was because it was issue 100. That's my guess, is they did like a bonus thing for that, is what it was.
It almost felt like they reprinted an old one.
I mean,
like,
and they,
with the artwork and everything.
They might have. It could have been a retelling because of the 100.
The way they talked, the phrases.
It definitely felt like Silver Age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. It did. What'd you think? Same thing?
Yeah.
But
I was going to bring up, you mentioned the Brood.
Dang it. I forgot to silence my phone.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was my phone.
Couldn't tell what the sound was coming from with my headphones on. But like,
came from in my head.
I didn't dislike the Brood, but
that
in the comic, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the speech bubbles were basically the same as Meek's. Mm-hmm. So they did like a special
thing. Because
they were
both bugs. Yeah.
And so it was kind of hard to tell. You actually had to pay attention to like who was actually talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do have to pay attention to who's actually talking.
That is how that works, yes.
It's like when there's a bunch of humans and all the
bubbles. But some of the panels were really like compressed. And so it was like trying to figure out, like Meek had a particular way of talking.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it would transition to the Brood because they'd be having a conversation with other people. And you'd think it was him, but then it was actually her or it or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, there was definitely some of the pages were a little crammed, I thought.
Yeah.
And part of that's probably that I was also reading on the app. I read like the whole thing on my phone.
Me too. So,
and I, as we've discussed, that is the worst way to read comics.
I read it on a tablet.
Nice. So you had a step above.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I almost got my Surface Pro out.
I don't mind them on a tablet.
They're better, substantially. I still don't. I still would prefer them like physical.
Well, sure.
But there's a huge step up from a phone to a tablet. So, anyway, what are we gonna rate it out of? Gladiators.
I don't know.
World breakers.
Hulk sandwiches.
Hulk sandwiches. Patrick's
Hulk
nodding.
Hulk sandwiches.
Okay, Patrick, out of how many Hulk sandwiches?
I'm going to give 5.
5 Hulk sandwiches out of 5.
Yes.
Nice.
It's really good.
The sandwich?
Yes.
Now we have to invent a Hulk sandwich. We'll do that after the rating segment.
Okay.
But I would also give it a 5.
Nice. Nice. And I would give it a 4. Maybe 3.5.
Okay.
So probably a 4. I've read some Hulk before, and so I just know that this story is very good. If I was rating it objectively, it would be a 5. But because I rate it subjectively, it's probably at best a 4 for me.
Okay.
So, but yeah, good stuff. It was a good choice. Got to read one of your hypothetically favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
And now you will know where to put him on the list.
Right.
Because he said lots of puns, so I expect him to make your next
list. Oh, he's
list.
Made the list.
Right?
So, next week, we will be doing Captain America. We're going to read Ed Brubaker's Captain America. I think it's going to be like 1 to 6, but I need to verify that. It might be a few more than that. It might be an issue less. I'm not sure. We're to read what we should. We'd have to read probably like 10, but I don't know if I want to have us do that 2 weeks in a row. So
it was a bit rough reading.
Well,
then flashbacks. Reading.
So yeah, that. Maybe we'll double up and do an extra episode. I feel like you guys may want to if we read half of the next one. Okay. It's got some good stuff. We can be flexible, right? We'll see. Anyway, so next week, check in the description. We'll have the reading material, but it's going to be the Captain America series from, I think it was 2004, like issues, my guess is 1-6, by Ed Brubaker. Sweet. And the following story arc that ties directly into that is the first ever appearance and introduction of the Winter Soldier.
Nice.
You guys have anything else?
Nope.
No?
Well, I guess I'm Patrick then.
And this is Will.
And I'm Chris. And we are Guys with Issues. And no Hulk sandwiches.
Right.
But what if?
You can catch Guys with Issues anywhere you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts, or send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listener. At least they give you flippers.
I know, right?
Flipper me this. Flipper me this. Oh, that's piratey.
Arr, flipper me this.
Unintentionally piratey. Arr, flipper me this, Batman.